This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and/or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. Ambush by Dara Lee Starscream. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category is female-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationships, Dean Winchester / original female characters, Dean Smith supernatural / original female characters. Characters, Dean Winchester, Dean Smith, original female character, unnamed original female character, character. Additional tags. High concept, late domination, semi-public sex, closet sex, it's a terrible life AU, quickie, orgasm denial. Summary. Somebody has a thing about quickies in inappropriate places. Notes. This was a quick fic / drabble purpose written for the members-only smut closet on the Idling in the Impala Discord server. Become a member, and you might hear your story read aloud by our Sandra of Podfix in the Impala fame and glory. All recognizable intellectual properties are owned by their respective creators and holders of any copyrights or trademarks. This is a not-for-profit work of fan art and protected by fair use. It was lunchtime, and I was on my way to the coffee room on 19. One of the janitor's closets was open. I didn't think that was weird because there was a cart outside. I was digging in my purse for my phone when someone grabbed me and hustled me into the closet, slamming the door and locking us in total darkness. A mouth jammed itself onto mine and a tongue shoved down my throat. Squeaking, I tried to sock my knee into a crotch, but all I got was leg. I was lifted a few inches and slammed against a wall. I got my hand on a shoulder and pushed, like shoving at a rock. Didn't even budge. My other hand groped out and pressed, and the lights snapped on. My attacker broke the kiss. Shit. Dean, I hissed. What the hell are you doing? You've got a meeting this afternoon. Dean Smith, VP of Sales and Marketing, my boss, shrugged. No problem. I can do that standing on my head. You know, screwing one's secretary is frowned upon these days. That's why you're not my secretary. Dean corrected me, his voice dropping into that bedroom rasp. You're my personal assistant. His hips rolled and, yeah, he needed assistance. You know there's a nice clean office we could be doing this in, I pointed out. Felt like a change of pace. Now, hands above your head. I lifted my arms. Little rings hung from the wall for holding mops and brooms. Mr. Planahead had loops of rope hanging from them. I grabbed on and braced myself. Dean unbuttoned my shirt and grinned when he saw black silk. Oh, baby. Do you know me or do you know me? I do, and I know the bespoke tailoring and meticulous barbering and watches that cost what I make in 6 months hide a goddamned demon in the sack. Up went my skirt. Mr. Planahead also had a towel down on the floor, padding for his knees. I was wearing the black silk knickers and the garter and stockings to match. Dean pressed his face right into my crotch, using his nose to play with my clit through the silk. Then his tongue, making the material hot and wet. I tried not to make noise, mindful of where we were. I failed, because he really is that good. Nasty girl, he grunted, sliding the panties down my legs. Pussy musk filled my senses as he reached up and shoved them into my mouth. Getting your nice things all dirty. My knees collapsed as he licked into me bare. He's got the key to making me insane. Always has. I was damn near sobbing when Dean stood. His pants were open, and he was rock hard. Up, he ordered. I hopped and wrapped my legs over his hips. The rope dug into my hands as Dean balanced, aimed, and plunged into me. I bit down on my own panties and moaned. Dean's blessed with a beautiful cock, and he knows how to use it. I want to sit in that meeting room. He grunted in time with his pumping hips. Surrounded by all those limp dicks, with your panties in my pocket, and my cum running down your legs. I was wailing Dean's name when I heard him moan, felt him coming hot inside me. I twitched and whimpered. I was close, so very fucking close. I clenched my pussy around him, tried to move against him, tried to get that last little bit. Dean used a handkerchief to catch the mess as he pulled out, leaving me strung out and shaking, aching head to foot. He cleaned himself up and fixed his clothes, packed the ropes and towel away in his laptop bag. All neat and squared away. The bastard. Grinning that grin that made me want to claw those beautiful green eyes out, he showed me his watch. We've only got 10 minutes until lunchtime's over. Fix yourself up and get back to your desk. Dean opened the closet door and peeped out, but then he snapped his fingers. Oh, forgot. I thought for a wild second he might be getting ready to eat cream pie, but instead, he plucked my knickers out of my mouth and stuffed them in his pants pocket. I had to fight not to burst into tears as the girly version of blue balls clawed me from the inside. It took 5 minutes just for my legs to quit shaking. As I headed for the bathroom, I could feel it all right. Our mingled cum sliding down my legs and soaking into the tops of my stockings. I felt defiled and disgusting, and still so turned on it hurt. The rest of the day took a fucking eon, me with my sticky pussy and dirty thighs, thanking God all I had to do was answer emails. I got home before he did, because today is for racquetball. A shower took care of the mess, but I didn't touch beyond that. I ached, and I throbbed, but I didn't touch. When he walked in the door some hours later, I was waiting, with handcuffs in one hand and a paddle in the other. "What do you think?" I asked as Dean gulped. "Think I got a little payback coming to me?" Mr. Smith, the boss, the man in charge, Mr. Planahead. He was back at the office where he belonged. Dean, my good boy, bit his lip, said, "Yes, ma'am," and started stripping. End notes. That was fun. Take a break from the plotty shit I'm mired in currently. Feedback and constructive criticism welcome. Subscriptions to author yearned for with a deep and desperate longing.